This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome in, Diehard Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in coast to coast, all across the country, here on the Sports Map Radio Network, 97 radio stations. I know my pal from East Coast Sports Investors is impressed. Well, maybe not really. Jeff Dawson is hanging out with me. You're a Cape Codder. And we are broadcasting from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, courtesy of my pal Tommy, the best in the business, at the Resort and Conference Center here on Cape Cod. It's the home of the new Irish Village, and man, this is the place to be. It's awesome.
100% can't agree more. I mean, plenty of space, plenty of TVs, action, pools, golf courses. This is a place to be.
I literally am in a suite right now, and my boy Tommy hooked me up. I go on the balcony. Yes, the balcony in the suite, and I'm looking at a golf course. I'm like, this is cool. This is really cool. And again, we're broadcasting from the bar, and it's an awesome place to be. You need to come on down here if you are looking to book a conference or, you know, just a little outing. You'll maybe do some golf and enjoy yourself on Cape Cod. Come on out here at the Resort and Conference Center. Again, the new home of the Irish Village. Tell them Anthony Pepe sent you. Ask for Tommy. He is the coolest cat in the world. I've known Tommy for years. He is a dude's dude. He's a friend. He's a really dear friend, and I can't thank him enough for everything he's done in my life. And again, we're gonna pay it forward. And thank you to Tommy for hooking us up here, broadcasting live for the show tonight. We've got a great hour number two planned for you. He covers hoops for Barstool Sports. Bobby Regan, we call him Barstool Reeks. I need to ask him about this whole Kevin Durant stuff. Also need to know, Jeff, where's this Kyrie Irving going? Is he going anywhere? We need to ask Bobby that question, right?
That's the funny thing with KD, the big topic the last 2 days now. Kyrie's just sitting in the wings. So he's just sitting there. No one's talking about him.
Also this hour, content provider, host of the Unreasonable Odds podcast, host of the Diehards, good friend of the show from DraftKings, Julian Edlow, will hop on the Progressive guest line. And he covers the NBA, more basketball this hour from SI Now, covers the Celtics and Basketball Insiders. Bobby Krivitsky will join us on the Progressive guest line. So you are listening to the Diehards. You want to keep it right here. Anthony Pepe, Jeff Dawson. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
My friend is Jeff Dawson from East Coast Sports Investors. My friend is Tommy as he lets us broadcast live from the Resort and Conference Center on Cape Cod, the home of the new legendary Irish Village, the place to be. I have my Verizon hotspot going, and let me tell you about my friends at Verizon with their newest unlimited plan, Everyone's Welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best price unlimited plan ever. For real. $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want. The price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide. 4G LTE in times of congestion. Your data may temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on the Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. Let's get right back to it. The Progressive guest line is cooking tonight. Progressive Insurance, bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Good friend of the show, the best in the business, covers hoops, NBA, college hoops for Barstool Sports, Bobby Regan, Barstool Reeks. Welcome back to the Diehards, Barstool Reeks. How are you, pal?
Good, man. How you doing?
Living the dream here on Cape Cod, man. I got to get right into it. The 2022-2023 Lakers will be what? Finish the sentence.
Content machine. Same as this past year. I mean, in all seriousness,
all right.
They should be should be a little bit better. I mean, you still have LeBron. Like, I'm not a LeBron guy, but listen, he's LeBron, right? Like, I think everyone with a brain can agree with that statement.
Yep.
You still have LeBron. You expect Anthony Davis sure. to be, you know, back to more. They're going to make a move at some point. You know, I really do like Darvin Ham as a coach. So, I mean, I don't know. They'll probably be like, just like a 6 seed, 7 seed in the West sound right?
Okay. And tell me about Russell Westbrook. I mean, obviously one of the best players in the NBA at one point. What happened to him? Did the Lakers ruin him? What happened to Russell Westbrook?
It just wasn't a good fit. Like, you know, Russell Westbrook is, he's just not an elite shooter, and that's fine. It's just part of his game. When you surround him with,
yep.
I mean, the Lakers, what, their best shooter was like LeBron. So, or Malik Monk, when you surround him with limited shooters and just a congested lane, it takes away what makes Russell Westbrook him, like getting downhill. And, you know, people don't realize Russell Westbrook's an elite passer. Like, he sees the floor as good as anybody, for, you know, yep. and this is recent memory. This isn't, you know, this isn't a generation thing. He's that good at seeing the floor. When you take that all away, it's just a congested lane. Well, okay, that eliminates his ability to pass. That eliminates his ability to get to the rim where he is. And, I mean, for his entire career, has been as elite as anyone in terms of getting to the rim as a guard and finishing there. That takes it all away. Well, guess what? Defenses can adjust. And we're talking about the NBA. This isn't JV basketball. They're all smart. They all know strengths and weaknesses. They will, you know, make yeah. Russell Westbrook and the Lakers to use their weaknesses.
Bobby, Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports. How are you tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. All the talk, obviously, is, you know, KD, Kyrie. Trader Danny leaves the Celtics, heads over to Utah, sitting high above courtside there, basically blows up the team. He's got one piece left, Donovan Mitchell. Does he make that last move? And if he does, where do you think he lands?
He's making that move. I mean, he's dying to make that move. Listen, I'm a Knicks fan. I hope he goes to the Knicks. I hope it's not 8 first-round picks. I hope it's not, you know, Danny Ainge still thinking he's untouchable, even though he only won one final. I mean, he's not the greatest GM of all time, as much as he likes to think so. So, you know, I hope he goes to the Knicks. It makes they are the ideal trade partners. Now, you do have two really good GMs and Leon Rose and Danny Ainge, who both know like their assets, right? Like Danny Ainge knows he has Donovan Mitchell. Leon Rose knows he has a million picks plus a bunch of good young talent. They're not going to budge, so it's going to happen at some point. I don't think the Kings swoop in. I don't think the Heat swoop in. It feels like it's going to be the Knicks at some point.
Hey, Bobby, what are your expectations for the Philadelphia 76ers next year? They re-signed James Harden to 2 years, $68 million. No surprise there. What are your expectations for that team?
I mean, I hate saying it because I hate the Sixers. I think they're going to be really good. Like, they made a lot of moves outside of the Harden one, which was a team-friendly deal. Credit to Harden. I know it's like, oh, well, he still makes, you know, tens of millions of dollars. How can you say credit to him? Well, he still was like, No. Like, let's try to make the team better. I will do this deal and then figure it out. I really, yep. really like the P.J. Tucker deal. I really like D'Anthony Melton, who they got in a trade from Memphis. They're making moves that make sense and going, okay, we have Embiid, we have yep. Harden. Let's figure out what fits around them the best. They didn't have it this past year. Obviously, they got Harden late, right? Like, it wasn't like they went into the season going, hey, we have Harden and B, we can figure this out from here. Again, we're talking about two top, 12 players in the league? I don't think that's I know people like to hate on James Harden. It's still James Harden, right? Like, he's a top 12 player, maybe top 15 player at worst. So, I think on paper, they should be the best team in the East. Now, if they end up being that, who knows? But on paper, they should be.
Big story, Kevin Durant to the Boston Celtics. People are saying this isn't even true. This isn't happening. Are the Celtics talking to the Nets about Kevin Durant?
They should be. It's Kevin Durant. Like, listen. listen, Jaylen Brown is really good. It's Kevin Durant. And I know, and I know you're a Celtics fan. It's been one title since, what, 87? Like, it's not like they've been on this hot run and they're, it's Kevin Durant.
Yep.
You make that trade, you try to win two titles. You know, Durant probably still has, what, four or five years left of prime Durant because of, it's just a generation, right? The way, like, medicine is and training. You still got 4 to 5 years of Durant if you can re-sign him for another year or two. But it's Kevin Durant. You make that trade. If you have Durant and Jason Tatum out there, you can figure out how to get out of these.
But if they don't make that trade and they're not able to pull all that off because there's a lot of stuff that goes with that, what do you do with Jaylen Brown? Because, again, I know in 2 years he's saying he's going to test free agency. But he's going to be pissed you're talking about trading him and a guy that brought them to the finals this year, and you're bringing in Kevin Durant. Again, I know he's a top two, top three NBA player in the association right now. But if you're Jaylen Brown and that deal doesn't happen, how do you function as a Celtic?
You say, okay, listen, we're trading you for one of the top 10 players in the league, and if that falls through, here's your max deal. That's what you do. Because
you give him the max deal. Okay.
It's a business, right? Like, it's a business. Jaylen Brown has to understand he's the number two option in his prime as a young player on a really good team. But that means you're going to be in trade talks. It's not like – I understand why Jaylen Brown would be upset, but at the same time, you can't be super upset. Like, look around the league. How many Jaylen Browns throughout the last 10 years have been floated in trade talks? It's like every year. I mean, Marcus Smart's been floating in trade talks forever. He seems to be fine in Boston. You figure it out, right? It's a mentality. Figure it out.
Hey, Barstool Riggs, final thoughts here. You see what's happening in college football with all these teams moving. You got USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12. You have Texas and Oklahoma and all these teams moving and shuffling to different. Are you going to see the same in college hoops?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening. Like, Texas and Oklahoma are coming to SEC basketball. College basketball is a little different. Unless, like, the major conferences break away, it's still going to be the same. And you know, it's just become the new normal, right? Like, if I told you 10 years ago Nebraska's playing Minnesota in a conference game in football, you would sit there and go, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Or Missouri's not going to play Kansas, the border war. You just kind of get used to it after a couple of years. It's like the sticker shock wears off, and after 4 to 5 years, I mean, listen, I'm going to miss the old days. I missed the 9-team ACC. I missed the old Big East. I miss all that. But
yeah, yeah.
I've also, like, it's been.
That's kind of where I was going there. Like, are you going to see, like, are you going to see, like, teams like UNC and Duke and these big teams, like, again, Texas, and I know it's not just football, but what I meant, like, a big-time college program, are you going to see them move a conference to really shake the college basketball world?
I mean, if what it kind of sounds like, where Carolina sounds like they're eventually going to be poached by the SEC or the Big Ten, and Duke's not linked to anything right now.
Okay.
So, you know, but Duke could also then just go, okay, we're going to go Big East basketball. And then you get, you know, and let's say, like, the leftover ACC schools. You get Duke, Wake Forest, NC State, Xavier, Nova. It's like, well, at the college basketball conference, that's awesome. It's weird, but that's awesome.
Barstool Riggs, what are you working on for Barstool Sports?
We got a bunch of stuff. Obviously, it's the dead time, but, you know, football and basketball right around the corner, so the blog. Benchmob podcast. You can listen to that anywhere you want, plus YouTube. And like I said, just keep reading the blogs.
Hey, man, you're the best. Appreciate the time. I know how busy you are, and we always, always appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thank you. There he is, Barstool Riggs, Bobby Regan, joining us from Barstool Sports on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Another timeout when we return. Good friend of the show, co-host of the show, Mr. Julian Edlow from DraftKings is next with the Diehards. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
We are firmly on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, as I like to say, on Cape, with my pal Jeff Dawson from East Coast Sports Investors. We are live at the Resort and Conference Center in Cape Cod, as I mentioned, the new home of the legendary Irish Village coming here soon. And it's a place to be. It's awesome. We're broadcasting in the bar. This place is spectacular, Jeff.
Yeah, I should have brought my clubs. I figured when we're done here, we might be able to get out a couple quick holes of night golf.
Sneak right out. The lights are on right there. I'm looking out my balcony because they put me in a suite because that's how I roll. They call me Peppy Sweet. And I'm looking out my balcony. There's a golf course right behind me. I go, this place is awesome.
Yes.
Sign me up. All right. Let's get right to it. Back to the Progressive guest line, which is awesome. Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, Jeff, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. Good friend of the show. He's a host of the Diehards, content provider for DraftKings, host of the Unreasonable Odds podcast as well, Mr. Julian Edlow. What's going on, Julian?
So you guys get to broadcast from the bar at a resort in Cape Cod, and I got a host from Pepe's basement?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I let the cat out of the bag. I probably should have told you that you had an option.
Interesting. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, dude, how you doing in MLB? Are you hitting them? I know you're not a big MLB guy, but how are you hitting them?
I am not a big MLB guy, and I talk to Jeff about this from time to time. I put out plays here and there, and you know, gauge his feel for them. I think I've hit like my last four. I think that I've put out on Twitter, which is rare to go on a run like that for me in MLB. I should just retire now. But it came with plenty of mishaps earlier in the season. And, you know, it is what it is. Baseball is never going to be my bread and butter like basketball is and the grooves that I can get into with football. And I'm fine with that. But, you know, the time that we're in the sports calendar right now, I'm filling it,
sure,
you know, 80% with and 90% with, you know, football research, but getting a little bit of MLB action in here and there. And it's more fun when you win them versus losing.
Jules, it's Jeff. So good to talk to you. Yes, we are at this resort, but it's not the Circa like you and I were at a few Saturdays ago.
I'll take Circa over the Cape. I will.
Yeah, maybe we can get Pepe to get us out there someday on that one.
You just need my connections. Just using me, my connections. I see how you guys roll.
I talked to you on Tuesday. And you were on my show, and the parlay that you put together, we got almost 135,000 views right now on TikTok. So what better than, why don't you share to Anthony and the world here what that parlay was all about?
Hang on, I gotta get a pen.
I got my article out on the DK Playbook. I gave it out on the Unreasonable Odds podcast. I gave it out on Jeff's show. I've given it out on the Diehards a couple of times so far, and I'm giving it out on the Diehards tonight. So basically, you know, we didn't have divisions up for college football on DraftKings Sportsbook, and, you know, I talk with the team, and when we need a market, I voice it to them, and, you know, they do what they can do. I can't guarantee if we'll get it up or not. But they got college football divisions up for me. What I didn't ask them to do, and they did do, is allow it to be a parlayable market. Which, to my knowledge, no other sports book in the U.S. right now is doing, allowing you to parlay division winners in college football. So I just stuffed my face with the chalk and the teams that I see no other option than winning their division and put them together. And that was Alabama at minus 600 to win the SEC West, Georgia at minus 550 to win the SEC East, and then Ohio State in the Big Ten East. That one, you know, the wobbly leg maybe at minus 320. They got Michigan in their division, but team could go 12-0. They might win 11 games. So I just think those three teams, all with win totals set at 10.5, juiced to minus 230 or more, all of those teams are going to win 11 games, I think, or more. And even if they somehow slip up, win 10, they're going to win their division. So you put those three together, you're getting minus 125 on DK Sportsbook. Extremely chalky, but I love it. I don't see how those teams don't get there.
Jules, if you take two out of those three teams, and maybe you take a team that has some value. Wouldn't that be a better parlay? I know it's a little more risky, but it would pay a little bit more if you took Alabama, Georgia, and, again, X team that was plus 150, 160 maybe.
Here we go, Pepe. Pepe wants to make it plus money. He can't just take a winner. Got to get it up to plus 200 or something. Look, there's other teams I think will win. Yes, there's other teams I think will win. Like, people are asking me, why aren't you putting Clemson in there minus 240? Like, I think NC State's going to have a great year. I think NC State has a chance, at least a chance on that side of the bracket. I think Pitt, I like Pitt a lot in the Coastal. I think they have a chance to repeat as ACC champs. You know, if there's other places you can look for plus money. I think Baylor's like plus six something to win the Big 12, repeat in the Big 12. I think that they have a chance if you want to just play that, you know, solo. Pitt in the Coastal is plus 280. I like that play just to win this side of the bracket in the ACC. There's other things that I think are worth playing, but in terms of a parlay, if you want to, I'm trying to keep it safe, and I think those three are about as safe as you get.
Yes, Jules, as you just said, you know, you try to give people the best shot to get to the window, and then the three-legged parlay turns into a six, seven, eight-legged parlay. Then the names Trent come out, surgical streams, and it ends up as koozies and, you know, on the floor. Let me transition to the locals. A lot of talk today. New England, Bill really pumping up Mac year two. I mean, I don't know where else he's going to go then up. Thought process, I mean, you know, Monday's August 1st. Let's give the temperature that Jules has on the Patriots.
Well, I agree that Mac Jones doesn't have anywhere to go other than up. They didn't give him, you know, they didn't ask much of him last year. They were a run-first team. They were a defensive team, and they let Mac Jones do what he could do. He threw the ball three times in a win. So it's not like they relied on him too heavily. I think that his stock is going to go up. They have Devontae Parker. They have the kid that they drafted from Baylor. They're going to let him do more. And, I think that they'll have to. That said, I think they lost a lot. And I don't trust the defense. And I think that means they'll be playing from behind a little bit this year. So I think the 8.5 win total is spot on. I wouldn't make a play on it. I think they're going to win, you know, 8 or 9 games. I think they're going to be right there and probably on the outside looking in on the playoffs, honestly. Last year, they had like 3 mini seasons. They were awful at the start. Then they ripped off all those wins in a row, predominantly against pretty poor teams, and then got smashed at the end of the season by a handful of teams, including a game where they couldn't even make Buffalo punt in the playoffs, most notably. So I think the Patriots are going to overall be in a pretty similar spot. I don't think they're going to really jump into contention or anything. I don't think they're going to completely fade away, and they're going to be right there as a potential playoff team.
Jules, you mentioned earlier in your parlay with Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State, and no book that you know has put together an option to do a parlay with division winners. Why else should people, besides, again, you know, giving people opportunities that no one else is, why should people sign up for DraftKings, and what makes it so special?
Well, because if you want to market, you can ask me for it, and I will ask for it for you. I'm a man of the better. If you
That's
want
awesome.
To bet on something, I'll try and make it available for you. Again, no promises. They're not going to put everything up, but I'll ask for you. So the menu at DK Sportsbook, I think. We were talking about it on the show last night when Lifshatz and I hosted the Die Hard.
Yep.
Over 300 season-long NFL player props are up on DraftKings Sportsbook. You can parlay teams to have a regular season of going over 500 in the NFL. The menu is just larger than anywhere else, and that's what you want as a sports bettor.
Hey, Jules, keep up the good work. And the Unreasonable Odds podcast, how can people find it?
Yeah, anywhere. Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Just check out the Twitter page. I'm at Julian Edlow. The podcast is at Unreasonable Odd. We had Phil Steele for college football last week. We're going to have Adam Levitan for NFL next week.
Jules, thank you so much, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
Later, Jules.
There he is, Julian Edlow from DraftKings, hanging out on the Progressive Guest Line with the Diehards. Bobby Kravinsky talking hoops is next. Keep it here.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
My friend is Jeff Dawson from East Coast Sports Investors. We are live in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, at the Resort and Conference Center, courtesy of my friend Tommy, who's the best in the business, moving the legendary Irish Village here shortly at the Resort and Conference Center on Cape Cod. We are, again, as I mentioned, broadcasting, and I have my hotspot going. We're doing the whole thing nationwide, coast to coast. We're broadcasting in Houston. They're blasting out to 97 radio stations across the country, including Hawaii. Jeff, aloha.
Aloha.
And I want to tell you about my friends at Verizon, by the way. With their newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real. $30 a line for the whole family, the network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required, unlimited 5G, nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be the Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. Let's get right back one final time. Guest line Progressive Insurance for your home and auto have in common. They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Spit it out, Pep. Bundle today at progressive.com. Co-host of the Diehards, host of the Diehards, good friend of the show, covers the association, the NBA, for the Celtics at SI Now, and also Basketball Insiders, the great Bobby Krivitsky. Bobby, what's going on, my man?
Pep, sounds like you're having a great time out in the Cape.
That's how we roll, man. We're just VIPs down here. They put us up in suites at resorts and spas and on golf courses. You know what I mean? You just need to know the right people.
It's all about what palms you can grease. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
Hey, talk about the percentage of talks that are real with this whole KG thing. And talk about KD, I should say. And what is the percentage that it really happens?
I would say the percentage is pretty low, especially anytime soon, that these are talks that took place while the NBA descended upon Las Vegas for Summer League. So they're a few weeks old. That part is public knowledge, yep, as well, Pep. And basically, it's not clear who initiated this dialogue. Gut feeling would be that the Celtics, this is more a hang-up about also having to part with Marcus Smart, as opposed to if Brooklyn said, for instance, we'll do straight up Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. My gut feeling is that Brad Stevens would pull the trigger on that. But the asking price is so exorbitant, not just for Boston, but teams around the league. They want a young all-star they can build around, at least one role player as well, and multiple draft picks to help recoup some of what they gave up to bring James Harden to Brooklyn. So I don't think that any team is in a rush to get this deal done because there's also no deadline in place either.
Doesn't matter if the deal happens or doesn't happen. Well, I guess if it does happen, it kind of does matter. But if you're Jaylen Brown, you're already out. You're going to test free agency in 2 years. You're pissed off that your team that drafted you, you gave it your all. You were two games away from a world championship. If you're Jaylen Brown, it doesn't matter what happens. You're out.
I think Jaylen Brown is smart enough to understand that this is a business, and it's the highest rate of turnover among stars, which also means your name will always be in the rumor mill. As much as he can trust the Celtics, I believe that he does. I think that he likes the situation he's in and that he would like to move forward with the Celtics. Now, financially, it's going to make the most sense for him to go to the open market, or at least to play out his current contract and not sign an extension in advance of reaching the market. Doesn't mean he won't be back with the Celtics on his next deal. It just means it's going to take some patience because it's going to be so much more financially rewarding for him to play out his deal and not sign sooner than that. So the only question, Pep, it's not about this loyalty aspect. It's about how much does Jaylen Brown want to go somewhere he can be the number one offensive option on a team. For instance, that is not Atlanta, his home city, to make that happen alongside Trae Young. I think he likes the dynamic. He's had plenty of opportunities to shine alongside Jason Tatum, and I think that he probably feels like this is a very good setup built to compete for championships around the two of them for years to come.
Bobby, Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing?
Very well. After the championship run, the Celtics very quietly add Brogdon, they add Gallinari. You know, the locals want to say, how is Smart and Brogdon going to work together? Now here comes the KD talk and Jaylen Brown. Let's say that trade never happens. Take the roster now with the Celtics, with the two additions. Do you see any other moves, small moves, or how do you see this moving forward as we get closer, obviously, to October and November?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jeff. I would anticipate one more small move, ideally for a center. I don't think the Celtics love what's available to them, but at the same time, not taking action on that front means trusting Gallinari in a small ball role playing at the five, which is a nice option to have. Without another addition at the pivot, they'd have to trust it and utilize it maybe a little more than they originally anticipated when they agreed to terms with him. So that's one move to look for, even though it would be incremental, as you illustrated there. There's also the option that instead what they add is another wing to the mix. That makes it even more difficult for Sam Hauser, who they like, to get minutes. But nonetheless, if they're going to add, I could see them ultimately finding a more attractive option there and getting a deal done to bring someone in. But ultimately, I think they want to keep the depth they have in the backcourt, which includes Peyton Pritchard, into the regular season, see how it looks. They've got trade exceptions that will carry through the trade deadline, so they can always reevaluate and go out and get, most notably, a upgrade at the center position to come off the bench between the start of the season and the trade deadline.
Before the Celtics lost to the Golden State Warriors, the year before that was the Milwaukee Bucks' time to shine and win the championship. I saw the other day that they signed another Antetokounmpo brother. First of all, how many brothers do they have? Because it seems like they have 17 on the roster. And what are your expectations for the Milwaukee Bucks next year?
Well, as far as I know, there's three of them, and they've got the hat trick. But if there's another one and he's eligible for the NBA, they absolutely should bring him into the mix, too. And so what was the other question there?
What are your expectations for the Bucks?
Oh, well, I think the Bucks and the Celtics are the teams on the top tier in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, if Chris Middleton is healthy, there's a very real possibility that they are this year's NBA champions. So we'll see what's in store for them next year. But as long as they're healthy, which now includes Joe Ingles, a really smart pickup to off the bench to give them more facilitating and another three-point shooter, he is a bit of a defensive liability, especially after this injury, one would think. But nonetheless, he's going to boost their offense, and that team, with all the weapons they have, most notably their big three, as long as that's intact this time around, then they're as legitimate a threat as any team in the league to lift the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Bobby, Trader Danny, I talked about this earlier, comes in, goes to Utah, poaches a coach, blows up the whole team like he did to the Celtics, gets it, brings in Brad, blows the team up, gets a lot of draft picks. One piece left, Donovan Mitchell. Your thoughts of, A, what Danny has done, and is there one more, you know, move to be made?
Yeah, it's reminiscent of when he first brought in Brad Stevens, the same offseason that he traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, and you nailed it. There's one move left to make. Donovan Mitchell is not long for Utah. Now he doesn't have to be the one to force his way out of there. Danny Ainge is blowing this up, and that means that Mitchell will get traded. It's a matter of when. I would anticipate it happening this summer before training camp, and he has to show up and deal with that media circus. And so it's a question of there's a large list of teams that are at least somewhat in the mix and have expressed a level of interest in a player of Mitchell's caliber. Not a surprise there. But Mitchell needs to go for a price that is least equal to what they got for Rudy Gobert, who's not as good and Minnesota overpaid for. And that's also going to tick some teams off around the league. So we'll see ultimately who steps forth and meets what's sure to be a steep asking price.
Bobby, what is the likelihood of that NBA superstar that believes the world is flat becoming an L.A. Laker?
I think that as long as the Lakers are reluctant to put two first-round picks on the table, Pep, then he's not going to end up there in a Russell Westbrook swap. And at that point, no other team has legitimately shown interest given all the concerns about taking him on. So maybe, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Nets pull a Daryl Morey with Ben Simmons and tell him to just sit out the season, provided they trade Kevin Durant. Maybe there's a world where they bring back Kevin Durant, and as much as they'd like to move on from Kyrie Irving, even in that scenario, they run it back with Irving in tow, knowing that the two of them together, plus whatever they get from Ben Simmons, could equal a championship contender. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing again for Brooklyn. But if you're the Lakers and you can get him for two first-round picks, which I think they can, and dump the Westbrook contract in the process, then they should do it and live with the repercussions of that.
Good friend of the show, host of the show, Bobby Krivitsky, covers the association for the Celtics and, again, the association for the Celtics at SI Now and Basketball Insiders on the Progressive Guest Line. Makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com here, Sports Map Radio Network. Hey, Bobby, talk a little bit about what's the biggest threat to the champs, Golden State Warriors. Who's the biggest threat to them next year?
That's a great question, Pep. I look around the league. I'm still not convinced that Memphis is quite on that perch just yet. I know they played them tough, right, even without Ja Morant, but they're still, to me, in a stage where they need to prove it. I'm curious to see what the Pelicans do with Zion. They need to get him and Brandon Ingram to mesh. I didn't think they did a great job of that in the small sample size that Williamson was healthy, but with the addition of C.J. McCollum, I really like the kid they drafted, eighth overall, Dyson Daniels, a tall, defensive-minded, versatile point guard that doesn't need touches at the other end of the floor. So the Pelicans have a chance. Of course, the Clippers, if they're healthy, with Kawhi and PG. So there's a lot of teams. The Suns ultimately kept DeAndre Ayton. They probably come into the year as the number one threat. And the West, speaking to it getting stronger, the Denver Nuggets, another team that can look to the health front and say, if we can finally pair Nikola Jokic with Michael Porter Jr., with Jamal Murray, and a guy we got two trade deadlines ago in Aaron Gordon, then we stand to reason as a championship contender. So the Warriors have a lot of threats, even when you just look out west.
I'm shocked you didn't mention when we were talking about Milwaukee and Boston in the East and the Knicks, and the Knicks obviously going against making a case for going against and beating the champs in Golden State. I'm being facetious here. What the hell are the Knicks doing? Like, what is that organization doing?
They moved heaven and earth to get Jalen Brunson, and it's very interesting. You talk about pressure. This is a new front office regime led by Leon Rose, who came over from CAA, an agency, a prominent one at that, with the promise that we have relationships with stars, we know how to persuade stars, and we will get them to finally come and take their talents to the Knicks. 3 years in, nothing to show. But now they go out and get Jalen Brunson, who has all kinds of ties to CAA and the Knicks brass. And so they also overpay to get him at that. It might not really kill them, but an overpay is an overpay nonetheless. So it was really basically a group that had yet to deliver anything close to what it promised. And Jalen Brunson, as good as he is not even an all-star. So they still come up short of that, but certainly felt desperate to put something on the scoreboard there. And now there's going to be the work to get R.J. Barrett. And they've got 8 first-round picks to dangle. They've got good young players not named R.J. Barrett, Quentin Grimes, for instance. So don't be surprised, Pep. I'm not saying it's going to work out with a championship or even an Eastern Conference Finals berth, but don't be surprised if the Knicks are the team that lands Donovan Mitchell.
Bobby Krivitsky, keep up the good work with at SI Now and, of course, Basketball Insiders. And you will be on tomorrow night on Nationwide here with the Diehards filling in for me. Thank you so much, you and Shukri. Keep up the good work, pal, and we'll talk to you later on down the line.
Jeff, Pep, always a pleasure.
All right, there
Thanks,
he is,
Bobby.
Bobby Korytski, the best in the business, talking some NBA hoops. We'll take our final break, come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the Diehards. He is Jeff Dawson from the East Coast Sports Investors. I'm Anthony Pepe. We are the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And once again, big thank you to my boy Tommy, letting us broadcast live from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center, the new home of the Irish Village, the legendary Irish Village is going to be here at the Resort and Conference Center in Cape Cod in Hyannis, Massachusetts, the place to be. He's gave us the VIP treatment. He's the best in the business. And again, thank you, Tommy, for having us here. Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investor. Man, this was fun.
This was a blast, blessed, honored. Anytime you're on the Cape, anytime you need me, just call. I'm here.
All right, man. Just call if you. Isn't that a song like by Lionel Richie or something? Just call if you need me, need a friend or something. I don't know. Never mind. Hey, John Bellman running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Great job, as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You are the best. Bobby Korytski and Shoe Cree are in for the Diehards tomorrow night. You guys have a great night, everybody. From Cape Cod, I'm Anthony Pepe. He's Jeff Dawson. We are the Diehards. Good night, everybody.